The flavour of words.
James Wannerton doesn't like the word most. Why? Because it tastes of cold toast with hardly any butter on it, he says. I would never write it. I'd find an alternative. It distracts me, and all I can think of is toast. College, for James, tastes of sausage. The woman's name, Karen, has the flavour of yoghurt. The scientific name for this mixing of senses is synesthesia, and 2 to 5% of people experience it. Most of them consider it a gift, not a problem. While some people, like James, taste words, others connect letters, words or sounds with colours or feel flavours with their hands, as though they're touching something. Almost all of them have a story of the day they realised that their experience of the world is rare. Holly Baxter asked a friend at university, "What colour is Monday?" The friend had no idea what she meant. Charlene Soraya, aged 11, tried to imagine what her next school would be like. While most kids would think about classrooms, teachers, and new friends, Charlene pictured yellow lines with green bits. When she told a friend, the response was, "What are you talking about?" She then understood that others didn't think in colours. The cause of synesthesia isn't known, though some researchers believe it may be passed from parents to children. We know that at birth, the senses in the brain are not completely separate. This means that a sound may cause activity in the vision part of the brain. As a result, very young babies see a colour in addition to hearing the sound. However, for most people, by the age of 8 months, the connections between senses are broken and each sense is processed in a separate part of the brain. But in some people, the connections remain and 2 or more senses continue to work together, like the baby, who both hears and sees a sound. Benefits of this connection between senses include good memory, artistic ability, and strong creativity. Psychologists also believe that synesthesia helps people see patterns of information, so they may have an advantage in areas such as language learning, where patterns like grammar forms and word combinations are extremely important. When learners associate both meaning and, for example, colour with words and phrases, they remember them better. Because of the potential benefits of synesthesia, experts are trying to find out if it can be learned and developed by people who don't naturally have it. Synesthesia researcher Dr. Claire Jonas trained a group of young adults to connect letters with colours and found that their ability to remember words improved. Other researchers, however, have discovered that for synesthesia learners, the effect doesn't last, because people forget which colours and letters go together. Research continues. Dr. Jonas told the Guardian newspaper, "It would be really nice if we could find a way to give the useful bits of synesthesia to people who don't have it."